drops like rain. In the rain, what will be remembered of your face does not blur so easily, and I see so clearly. The wonderful, seasonal, leaf-brown shading of your eyes piercing through the large pane of shop glass as you jump the space between awnings, trying not to get wet. I see you remembering to smile, then scrunching your face when an already couple bumps into you, and just like that, you slide back into the weather and your hair drinks what drips from the beast that has become this night's sky. From this booth, I cannot save you, not even in my manliest imagination, not even in the best years of my boyhood, not even, not hardly, no way. So, when you do not fall into the drink, but instead bend at the knees and waist and waggle your hips into a break, the sound that comes from me does not match my facade. Every day, since first looking into the falling stream that was your face, watching helplessly you slipping and grinding and stopping yourself in the rain, the way you held on, stood pat, hung in there, never minding the fools behind with their outstretched dry hands and grins, shaking it off and finding me in that deliberate, slow turn of your drenched face, inside, at a booth, you winking. It is hard to imagine how I will stop myself from falling for you, like fat drops of April rain. My fingers down through your head's drenched curls, across the wet, waving line at your brow, racing in swirls over the bridge of your nose, rimming silver slivers round your flared nostrils before landing and lacing and beading into the grace of your full lips. I am already learning to love the way you hold your mouth, already slipping, already being pushed by wanting what these other couples have and are willing to race through full streets, clear pathways, and already full spaces between awnings where some other not yet loved fool is trying not to get this wonderfully wet.